ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Welcome back to another week of Wrecking and Racing with your host, Lugs the Maverick and the Gas Man the Sheriff.
Nice spooky intro there.
Yeah, I'm trying. And if you don't know what I'm referencing, look at our Facebook page.
Give me some goosebumps.
And by the way, did you see I posted our picture?
I did see it. Okay. And that picture is sure to give goosebumps to our...
Yeah, my picture especially. So, fans, welcome back to another week of Wrecking and Racing. This is your host, the Gas Man, with my co-host, Lugs. And it's a wonderful week to be here.
It's Halloween.
It is Halloween today. So if you're keeping up, today is October 31st, Wednesday, 2018. Roughly 5:10 p.m. Da, da,
da, da. Central time.
Yeah, there you go. So let's talk about Halloween real quick. Have you had a chance to see the new Halloween movie?
I have not. I do want to see it, but I have not gotten a chance to yet.
Okay.
No, I've not got a chance to see it yet, but I want to. Looking forward to it. Maybe I'll go after this airing, after this recording. We'll see.
Sure. Yeah. So the wife and I seen it the other day. So have you watched all the originals or the original?
I've seen a few, but not all of them.
Okay, so the only one that matters is like the original Halloween. This is like a sequel to the very original one.
Yeah, I read basically wipes out all the others.
Yeah, it does. And I mean it's okay. It's not a, you know, an Oscar worthy movie, but sure. it's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Thank you for wearing your orange shirt again.
I did. I wore it on purpose today. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
So today my boss is like, anybody dress up for Halloween? I'm like, well, I'm going as the Great Pumpkin this year.
There you go.
From Charlie Brown.
Hey, it counts. Did you get some candy?
Yes, I did eat some candy today. Don't tell my wife.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah, I had a couple of those, like, I think I had three, the little like snack size Snickers, the little itty bitty ones.
Yeah.
So yeah, just don't tell her, because right. I'm not supposed to be eating candy.
She doesn't listen to this, so I think we're good.
Yeah, that's true. She's thankfully, because when I seen her today, I want to say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. She's got these boots on that looks like she just, you know, got off a horse and walked in with.
Interesting.
Yeah, kind of stupid looking. So I hope she doesn't listen to the show this week. I think she's listened to half of one episode.
Nice.
She takes my voice as annoying on a regular occasion, and not even the radio makes it that much worse.
So she wouldn't opt to listen to it in her spare time, I guess, huh?
No, she's worthless when it comes to that. We need a fan base, improve our fan base, and we can't even get our significant others to listen.
All right, well, let's...
Talk about significant others. Any news for you?
Why are we talking about this on here? No news.
Okay.
Let's get to the official beer of the podcast.
Yes.
Busch Light.
Busch Light. And actually, we never did thank the fans.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we're both trying to take drinks of beer at the same time.
Mine was closer to my mouth.
Okay. So fans, as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Reach out to us, wreckingandracing@gmail.com, wreckingandracing.com.
Yeah, we had some really good... participation and likes and shares on Facebook this week. So this is probably our most engaged week.
Yeah, I agree. I guess maybe it's because it's a slow NASCAR news week, maybe?
I don't know. But thank you, fans. Thank you.
So talking about that, why don't you give us an update on that, or a status update on that giveaway you talked about last week?
I'm still working on it. And you know, I got to keep the fans, you know, guessing when's it going to be. So keep watching, folks. It's going to come up soon, I promise.
So did you see on Twitter last night, I sent you a thing about a guy who drives late model cars looking for like some sponsorship?
No, I guess I missed it.
You looked at it. I sent it to you on Messenger last night, so I seen you looked at it.
I don't remember seeing it, though.
Yeah, so he's looking for someone to donate $10, you know, and he'll put their name on the car. So actually, I haven't told you yet, but I contacted him, and I actually pledged more than $10 to get our name on his car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So not like an exuberant amount, but my goal is to have him call into the show as well. So fans, if you're listening, his name is Trevor Rizzo. Find him on Twitter. You can link to him via us if you have to. But he seems like the videos I watched of him, he's a 16-year-old kid racing, and looks like he's going to be very good.
Hmm.
So he's looking for some...
And he's racing in what series?
Late model.
Oh, okay.
Over like Myrtle Beach.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so he's going to be doing like two races at Myrtle Beach in November. So he's looking for some just fans to throw $10 here and there to help him out.
Hey, yeah, every little bit helps, I'm sure. So cool.
Yeah, so definitely check him out. Try to help him out if you can. You know, help us out by helping him. We're going to try to throw some money his way a little bit, get our name on his car maybe. Maybe we can pick up another fan. We'll increase our fandom to 6.
We're buying them the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it is about election time. That's how you get things done, is with money. Yeah,
that's true. Money makes the world go round.
So, as always, thanks for listening. You can always catch us. Tell your friends Spotify, Stitcher, our website. You can listen to us.
Apple,
in the future, Play YouTube.
Store, or Apple's.
In the future.
Whatever it is. I don't have a
iTunes.
There we go. Yeah, there we go.
iTunes.
As an Apple Play Store. You know, yeah. Obviously, you know what device I have.
Yeah. Google Play Store. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, make sure you tell your friends everything about us because it is going to be an awesome time. So anything you want to add to that, Lux?
No, I'm ready to talk about Martinsville, man.
Martinsville?
Schmartinsville.
Already? You want to talk about that already?
Yeah, dude.
All right. So this is actually one of my favorite races. I love Martinsville.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've talked about that several times on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but there's something about the fall race. You know, the tensions
fireworks.
Because of the chase and the playoffs and everything. I don't always get the same feeling about the spring one, especially when it's on a Monday.
And snowed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the fall race, man, it always delivers. It always delivers.
I guess because it's coming to the end of the season. Now with the chase, it just intensifies that much more. And we've seen that.
Yeah, absolutely. The last 3 years,
it's
2015,
been...
when Kenseth and Logano got into it and Gordon went on to the final round, and then last year with Chase and Denny, what was in 20? I think there was in 20. That was 2017, so 2016
what
or
was
something.
The, oh crap! My mind is going blank now. Where was it that Boyer was that Richmond? That Boyer like purposely spun himself out. That was back in when Chase
Richmond.
First started.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they went back and added the 13th,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something about this time of year.
Yeah.
You know, always weird stuff going on, but. Nonetheless, man, I thought Martinsville was very exciting this weekend.
Yeah, so, you know, let's just go ahead and get the elephant in the room taken care of. Joey Logano won the race.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of, oops, sorry about that, folks. A little bit of, I can never go through a week without screwing up my damn mic.
You're so animated with your hands.
I am. One of these days, you guys will be able to see that probably. But, so Logano controversial win.
Mm-hmm.
Against a very popular driver.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's break that down a little bit. So, do you want to start at the beginning of the race or just hit at the action point?
It's at the action point, and we'll come back.
And,
we'll come
and
back
really,
to this.
That's pretty much the most of the races that we're going to talk about, as
mm-hmm.
we're talking about for the most part, is that. So, break it down, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, basically, Truex was hunting Logano down, raced him very cleanly, took him multiple laps to get around him, but nonetheless, he got around him, and he got around him cleanly, didn't move him, and that was ultimately made the pass with, like, what, one lap to go?
Right.
And then on the final lap, you know, Logano just kind of drove it in a little deep and rooted him up out of the way enough to get up next to him and
right.
beat him back to the line. I mean, they both got squirrely and was leaning on each other, but
and Truex ended up finishing third, Hamlin second because
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. I got a little bit of a soapbox this week regarding this incident.
All right.
I keep seeing on Twitter, especially, people bitching, complaining, you know, just saying about how this was such a dirty move by Logano. Okay, if you're a fan of the sport, shut your damn mouth and listen to me for a second, okay? That is the sport.
Exactly.
That is what makes a sport exciting. That's mm-hmm. what makes it go. And I don't give a shit what Martin Truex Jr. says. He would have done the exact same thing in that spot. When the intensity level right now is so high to get to that next round.
Absolutely.
Every one of those playoff contenders would have done the same damn thing.
Absolutely. Yep.
And to take a little bit more blame off of Logano, he got into him, but Truex had every chance to still win that damn race.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he decided to turn into Logano
mm-hmm.
and basically wreck himself. Not Logano. Truex basically wrecked himself by trying to hit the side of Logano. Would you agree with that? Logano got him out of the way, got next to him. But Truex came back down into Logano and kind of basically screwed himself up.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, he wasn't going to win the race. Even if he was successful and turned Logano around, Logano was going to slide across the line first, or at least second, ahead of Truex if Hamlin was able to get by. But, yeah, I don't know what his intention was there. But, you know, definitely when you could tell he put his foot in it because the ass end kicked out and, you know, nosed into Logano's side. So, definitely don't think that was an accident, but I don't know really what his end motive was there. But either way, you know.
It's heat of the moment. I get his frustration, but...
Well, here's the thing. What? This is, I mean, to add to your soapbox, I mean, this is what defined Dale Earnhardt, right? I mean, this is... How many moves has he made in his career that
yeah.
similar to that? No one bitched about that.
Well, at that time, they did. Overall, as a whole, no. But when we were watching 98 Bristol... Whenever he took Terry out, there was a lot of booze that night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that, at that moment, that direct moment, there was some booze, but that was disappeared extremely quickly.
The time that Terry won or the time Dale won?
The time Dale won.
I think that was 99.
99, I thought it was 98. Okay, but regardless, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. We watched that race together. Yeah. So, essentially, anyway, he got booze a lot of booze that race.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
So, my point is that... We'll get over it. We love racing, and that's what this is.
Yeah.
But I just wish people would stop bitching and complaining and try to say, oh, what if? Damn it. It's the intensity. It's the playoffs,
and
man.
I think it's a double standard because I think it's because it was Logano. Logano
I agree.
The most liked driver out there. He's had quite a few tussles, man, with a lot of competitors. I actually looked earlier, and there was an article that had since he came into Cup in, 2012, he's had, consistently one or two rivalries each year with different drivers. He's scuffled with Kyle, obviously, a few times. Harvick.
Kenseth. Harvick, yeah.
Ryan Newman a couple times. So he's got kind of the laundry list of rivalries, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't think we'd be having as severe of a conversation if this was Chase Elliott that had moved Truex out of the way. Do you?
No, I agree. I agree, absolutely. And several people are like, well, Truex raced him clean. He didn't lean on him. He made it tough for him to try to pass, which that's racing.
Yeah.
Like, Martinsville, okay, let me ask you this. How many times have we seen Martinsville? You cannot make a pass unless you bump the person.
Right.
Get him out of the group.
Right. Which, you're absolutely right there. I'm not going to dispute that. But one of the things I was shocked at this weekend is how much the second group, the
high side was kind of working. I know bit. That's the other point I was getting ready to make is that the high side being available this week is actually a rarity.
Yeah, yeah.
And to make those passes in the past, you bump the person and kind of get them squirrely. You get underneath them.
Right.
So really, I mean, it just really had me pissed off reading these people about. I'm not a Logano fan, but I'm not a Logano hater.
Right.
He
had to do what he had to do.
If I was in his position, I may have made it worse.
Yeah.
I think he didn't spin him out. He just got him out of the groove.
Yeah. So I would understand all this backlash if it was a similar situation as what Chase and Hamlin was last year.
Right.
If Logano wrecked Truex,
yes.
took him out like Hamlin did to Chase last year, that'd be totally warranted of all this discussion, but it's not because it was a racing move. You know, Logano had to do what he had to do to get to the final four, and now he's locked in. So, and bottom line is he, without a doubt, he's going to probably be a threat in Homestead.
Absolutely. Now, the comments that Truex made after the race, do you remember those comments?
I mean, I couldn't recite it verbatim, but...
But essentially, Truex said... He's not going to win Homestead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's not going to the championship.
He may have won the battle, but not the war.
Right. So Roger Penske is a little pissed off about that. Just I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I did see where he kind of called him out on the racing move, saying that, you know, he called it a cheap shot, and Penske came out and said, you know, he knows better than to refer that as a cheap shot. It was not a cheap shot.
Yeah, no, it absolutely was not. Again, Hamlin's been in chase last year, like, completely taking him out, uncalled for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was Chase's first win he was going for, so obviously there's a little more emotion to that. But this, he didn't wreck him. He just got him out of the groove, which was a typical Martinsville move. So I seen someone on Twitter post, don't give me that rubbing is racing bullshit that coming from a subpar movie or something like that, talking about Days of Thunder.
Right.
It was actually a national popular, it was Dave Moody.
What?
That said it, yeah. So I was actually pissed off by that. And I just want to say, I don't care if you think it gave NASCAR a bad light. It was an entertaining movie. It was a good movie. Days of Thunder is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, it's a classic. I'm not a big Dave Moody fan anyways.
Yeah, either am I. Either he's kind of mouthy. Mm-hmm. He's kind of, his voice irritates me.
Yeah.
Kind of like Claire B. Lang.
Well, that, and not only that, but when he gets callers in on his show, man, he totally, like, he's condescending to a point where he's like an asshole to him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I like Claire B. Lang's interviews. I just don't like her voice. Her voice is a nails on a chalkboard to me.
Yeah.
So she's probably a great person, and she does a good job. Mm-hmm. Just, I don't like the voice. But Dave Moody is an asshole. You're right.
Have anything else to add there? I got.
So one last thing. I also seen another NASCAR podcast talk about Logano is in the top three drivers of the sport. Tell me your feelings on that.
Mm-mm.
Just a simple Okay.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm.
I think that
like currently.
Yeah. Yes. I think that podcast loses some credibility. If you ask me.
No. Don't agree there. I'll give you 10 drivers I would put in front of Logano.
Okay. Go ahead. I'll try to put you on the spot.
How about next week? I'll unveil.
Okay. Okay.
But one point I want to make while we're still in the conversation before we move on is, Truex, he had the same opportunity here. I know he raced Logano clean, right? And kudos to him for doing that. But he should have known in the back of his mind, why didn't he lay the bumper to Logano and set sail? That's what I would have done.
Okay, so it's funny you say that. Did you see the quote from Dale Jr.'s podcast?
No.
Dale Jr. says he needs to be more like Dale and less like Mark Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Martin Truex.
So, I would probably agree with that statement, but you know, I don't know if it's just Truex being too nice, but I think he needs to reevaluate how bad he wants to be in victory lane.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Lugs. Okay, I'm gonna pit two drivers out there for you: Dale Earnhardt Sr., Mark Martin. Was one much better than the other racing? Talking about championships. I'm talking about general. They're both good.
As you're going to say, they're both very consistent drivers.
Yeah. So I guess my point I'm getting to, I was going to try to make here, you have one who's a very aggressive driver that took everything he can get.
Mm-hmm.
You had a driver that was very, I don't want to piss my fellow competitors off clean. Yes. Which one worked out?
Both.
Okay, how many championships did Mark Martin get?
Okay, none.
Exactly. So let me ask you again, which one worked out?
Okay, I see your point there. But.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, Martin had a very successful career, Martin, very successful career, but he didn't have the
end result that he wanted.
Exactly. The championship. Exactly. I personally feel he kind of screwed himself out of some chances. Now, Dale Sr., he may have got more championships than he maybe, I don't want to say deserved, because I think he deserved them, but maybe he got a couple of victories that he shouldn't have had because he was aggressive, such as the Bristol incident.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can see.
Again, it's racing. It's part of it.
Right, and it's just like anything else. Everybody's got different personalities, right? So
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So when you make the choice not to be aggressive, you make the choice not to push the limits, doesn't mean that other person's not.
Exactly.
And you can't fault them for doing that. Now, again, they come and just completely wreck you on purpose. That's a whole different ballgame. That right. did not happen.
And in this case, that's the difference between Logano going to Homestead and Truex isn't at the moment.
At the moment, right. Guaranteed. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Right.
So, again, I think, and I think also part of it, probably the frustration after the race is due to Truex has had quite a few races in hand, not just this year, but a couple instances, like what was it, Richmond, I think last year, where he was on set to win Richmond, and then he got crashed out, and Larson took the win from him at the last second, and I think it happened at Michigan as well. But, you know, he's had a couple stolen out from underneath of him. So I think some of that is a little bit, you know, the Roval, Johnson.
Yeah, and so I was going to mention this, is that I seen more emotion out of a Truex in the last 2 months than I've seen his whole career.
Which is good, because Truex has been a driver that's not been usually really outspoken or vocal.
Exactly.
So maybe we're starting to awaken the giant
a little bit. So you know what? If he comes back and he whips their ass, so be it.
Yeah. No, so I'd like to see that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Cool. We actually agree on something for once. Holy crap.
It's a rarity. But I think seeing that emotion, I do think that something's going to come out. Because he was determined to prove people wrong at Martinsville. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons why he was so pissed off, too.
Yeah, and everybody keeps saying, hey, you can't, you know, he hasn't won a short track, blah, 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 which the results are there. He's just had multiple wins kind of slip away. So they'll come.
So other things at Martinsville. What do you think about the whole, like, Jimmy and Clint Bowyer thing? Obviously, I don't think Jimmy spun him on purpose.
No, absolutely not. That was just a racing incident, and honestly, Suarez... Why was Suarez up there? He was a lap down, right? I understand, racer's a racer, but well, actually he came back and finished ninth, so I see the point there that he was trying to bring home.
But I do think he pushed Johnson up the hill in that corner, which got into Bowyer. And yeah. I mean, it's not like Johnson really hit Bowyer. I mean, he barely touched him, but it doesn't take much to spin someone out of Martinsville.
Yep, exactly. So, and I think also part of it was Truex. He came from the back of the pack, right? He failed. Pre-race inspection, so had to start from the back.
I mean, he should be proud of himself, even finishing third.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a hell of a job. And I know we may get a couple Martin Truex fans, you know, bitch and complain to us about saying this stuff, but he's a great racer. He did a great job.
He did.
He needs to leave, you know, happy and with his head up. I know it's frustrating, but again, how many races have been won because incidents like that or fuel mileage? I mean, it's just those things you're going to come across in your career.
Yeah. And in all the negativity that comes out after these situations, like, you know, everyone's pointing out, oh, he hasn't won a race since July in Kentucky. And it's just like, but it doesn't mean he hasn't ran well and contended for the wins.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm just going to call it now. Truex is my pick for Texas. I don't know.
Okay.
If who you've got. I know you made first pick last week, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out here.
Okay, I got first pick last week. I didn't realize I did, but that's okay because I do not have.
Yeah, because I was actually going to take Chase, and you took him. So,
okay.
Well, let's talk about our picks real quick while we're kind of talking about that. How did your picks do from Arkansas?
Yeah, so I know you want to talk about it, and you know what? Kudos to you, man. I think we're now tied for wins this season, and I'm very proud of us overall.
Next year, we have to log these.
Because... Yeah, I know. We suck at keeping track of it, but... I'm thinking next year we'll have some kind of fantasy league, you know. But anyway, good job of picking a winner. You did awesome. I chose Chase and Johnson. I didn't do horrible. I didn't do as good as you.
No, you had a good average, yeah.
So top I got 10. 7th and 12th, so average of 9.5.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then Logano obviously won. My other pick was Kozlowski. Had the Penske power pick.
Which he looked like he might win for a while.
Yeah, Kozlowski was up there battling, came home 5th, so had an average of 3rd. So
yeah, that's great. That's great.
Do you want to go ahead and make our picks for Texas since we're kind of picking about it?
Yeah, since we're picking about it. Since we're thinking about it and talking about it. sure. So anyway, our next race up on the schedule, folks, is Texas, which is sometimes it's a exciting race, sometimes it's a lull. I think this is going to be exciting just for the fact of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of the same way with Martinsville. The fall races always just have a little extra something. And Texas has been like that. Phoenix has been like that. So I think these next last three races are going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Plus, they got a new tire this weekend. I don't know if you heard about that.
I guess I hadn't heard about that, no.
New left side tire. I guess there were some tire issues in the spring race, so they're trying to avoid that. So a little bit different compound, so we'll see how that shakes out.
Okay, well, go ahead and give us your second pick.
My other pick is going to be Eric Jones. Finished 4th in the spring.
I had him, and then I took him off my list.
Uh-oh. Who you got?
All right, so my winner I have down is Harvick. Out of the big three, he's got the best average finish.
And yeah.
And then my I feel like I use the same person every week for my dark
horse. Suarez?
No, Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Since he got knocked out of the playoffs.
Yeah, well, Johnson's got a
I think
good
he's still going
history.
Yes. I think he's so close to getting that win to get that monkey off his back, and Texas is the track to do mm-hmm. it for him.
Yeah, he's been good there in the past. But, I mean, gosh, I definitely think it's going to be one of the top three. I struggled this week. I picked Truex just because I think he's going to be looking.
Truex.
I think he wants some redemption. He's going to be looking for redemption.
Which exactly. So I had Truex in my mind, but then I wrote down Kyle Busch. Then I scratched out Kyle Busch, and then I put Harvick.
Well, same thing. I almost
went and did research.
I almost went with Kyle because he won it in the spring, and he's had speed as of late. So who knows, man? It's going to be one of the big three. I'm very confident of that.
Yeah. But so today is a slow day at work, and I'm sure my boss isn't listening, so I don't have to worry about that. So I was looking at driver stats and stuff on Google, and just something I want to point out to you. Okay, so did you know that Dale Jr. actually has a better Texas average finish than Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart?
He was pretty good at Texas. I do remember that. Except for that one time he clipped the grass.
Yeah,
and
like was a lap four or something like that.
And then smashed the outside wall.
Yeah.
I
remember that. I think I got like 10 texts from you that day. Anyway, I just thought I'd point that out to you, Lugs.
Yeah. Well, I can find a lot of tracks that Gordon probably has a better average
about that.
All right, so any more takeaways from Martinsville before we move on?
I just think I think it was a very entertaining race, a very good race, and I liked seeing passing. And we were actually making passes at the track without the bump and run.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought it was pretty good from the start to the finish from a racing standpoint. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Did you hear what Harvick said about Newman?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I did. I don't think I put it on my notes. But it reminds me of our friend Sokka because he makes these comments all the time.
About Newman. Yeah.
About, you know, something about his neck.
So I saw it in, I saw the interview, and when he said it, I just kind of laughed out loud. But then I saw something else on Twitter where someone was like, Harvick definitely gets the quote of the week because he was quoted as saying, in reference to Ryan Newman, his car gets as wide as his neck sometimes, quotation. So, yeah, that's a pretty classic one, which we all know Newman is notorious for being difficult to pass and whatnot. So,
yeah, so Sokka, if you're listening, I'm sure Harvick was thinking about you when he said that. Because Sokka always, I don't know how many times I've heard him say that.
Yeah.
About Newman's neck.
I think that's about all I got from the racing.
So the last thing I have is Chris Bell made a comment on Twitter. He said that the discussion between Truex and Logano, he was pissed off. This is Chris Bell. Chris Bell was pissed off because of the whole Martin race Logano clean, and then Logano mm-hmm. bumped him. You think as a racer like that, you keep your damn mouth shut when you say stuff like that? I like Chris Bell, but that to me was a very stupid comment that he was pissed off because that happened. Again, well, it's a product of the freaking racing.
And I was hearing, but I never heard actually what the comment was. But supposedly Kyle Busch made a comment as well about the racing, and it was detrimental to Logano.
I did not hear anything.
And I could never really find anything, but people were talking about it. So
I must have missed that. I did not see that.
So fans, if you heard that or you knew what it was, let us know.
Please let us know. And we always love fan interaction, so please reach out to us, wreckingracing@gmail.com. Go to our website, wreckingracing.com.
Did have a couple penalties.
Okay, I did not see those. Yeah, I made my notes earlier in the day.
So Brad and Harvick both had lug nut penalties. So both
$10,000 fine or something.
That's all it was. So no points or anything involved. But that was the only penalties from the weekend. Let's see, what else? Ratings?
I don't have the ratings.
Ratings are pretty flat. It was a 1.3 versus a 1.6 last year. So kind of.
So down a little bit, but not too much difference.
Nothing to really shake a stick at.
Okay. Were we going on to other news then?
Yeah, let's do it.
So other news, let's talk about the first thing that came up this week. Ally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ally is going to be sponsoring Johnson. So that domino has now fallen.
Yeah, we we speculated on that one a ton, and we were way off.
yeah, exactly. So let me just say this. I have a little insider view on Ally.
Mm-hmm.
I actually used to work for them. So it's kind of funny because people are like, oh, this new sponsor in the sport, and they're not. So people who do not know, let me break it down for you, okay?
Please do.
So I'll talk about my past a little bit here. So previously, I used to work for what was called General Motors Protection Plan. I have a degree in automotive management. I worked for the division of GM, handling extended warranty claims, essentially. So a GM Protection Plan used to sponsor, well, it broke off and to be a part of GMAC. And they used to sponsor like Brian Vickers mm-hmm. and the 25 car. Mm-hmm. Like when we had events, the car would be there.
And Joe Nemechek and Jerry Nadeau. And
was Casey Mears at that time or
yeah.
not?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
Okay. So anyway, there was, you know, we would have, when we had any kind of picnic or something like that, we had the car there. So the whole bullshit bailout stuff happened.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. I was still working there at the time. So I can't get.
deep breath.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. When I first started, you know, it was all GM. I loved it. It split away to GMAC Insurance, and it started kind of being a little bit. You know, I had several promotions. Like my last position, I was a district manager down in the Houston area, and while I was there, the company broke off again and changed their name completely. So they went from GMAC to Ally. So then you had Ally Insurance, Ally Financial.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is how Ally was created. So Ally technically, even though it hasn't been the name Ally, has been a sponsor in the sport before. And whenever I left, it's a shitty company. But that was back then. They may be better now. Except for almost every person I know that worked there is no longer there.
Mm,
because gotcha. They all left on their own accord.
But, you know, regardless, they did sign a 2-year contract with Johnson as a primary sponsorship. You don't see that
every
a
race,
whole lot.
Usually it's just part schedule, but yeah, the every race for the next 2 years. So kudos to them on that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, kudos to them stepping back into the limelight.
Yeah, yeah. Good to see that. Good to see a sponsor soak up that much time and.
Yeah. So now, question is, 2 years, Johnson done.
I'm going to say, yeah, man. Unless he lights the world on fire in these next 2 years.
Lights the world on fire.
I do. Yeah. I think so. What about you?
I think he's done. Yeah, I mean, he's already started to show that he's on the backward slope of things. I think 2 years he's done.
But, I don't want to say, I wouldn't even cast it in that image, in my opinion, because we've all seen it. All the veterans go through a downward slope in their career, and then they'll hike it back up.
True. Right? We see with Truex, technically.
Yeah.
I mean, before he went to Gibbs, I mean, he was competitive occasionally with DEI, but he went through a long period of time where he was not competitive.
Yeah. But, I mean, we saw it with Junior, right? He set the world on fire when he came in, and then he kind of slumped in 08 and 9, and then, you know,
he
his latter years, 14, he had multiple wins and was very consistent. And the same thing with Gordon. Stewart went through it. And now we're seeing it with Johnson. It's just the natural nature of the beast, in my opinion. So I do think he will rebound and he's going to get some more wins, but I do think that we're...
I think he'll get some more wins. Championship contender, I don't know, but I think he will get wins.
But I do think we are going to get closer towards that dreaded announcement. Yeah,
right.
If you're a Johnson fan.
So anyway, again, thanks Ally for coming on. You're not a new sponsor, but at least you did pick up a pretty hefty bill, because I'm sure it was not cheap.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it was a premium. So we talked about ratings. I want to step back. They announced some overall viewership numbers from Kansas.
Okay.
And I want to put this into perspective.
Okay.
The viewership number for the Kansas Cup race was estimated at about 2.75 million. The Xfinity race, the Saturday Xfinity race, was 1.29. So I think that's pretty decent for an Xfinity race, in my opinion.
Yeah, because, I mean, usually they don't have over a million viewers. Usually like 900,000 or something.
And compare this to the Austin, the Circuit of America's race for F1. Was the same Sunday as the Kansas race. They had, and this was on ABC, They had 791,000 views.
Wow.
Yeah. I was very shocked at that. I mean, I know NASCAR is definitely the bigger sport of the two, especially at least in the U.S., but I thought there would be a little bit more of a comparison than that.
Yeah, I agree with you. That seems kind of...
791,000. So I don't know really what to say about that, but I just thought that was very interesting, so I wanted to throw that out there.
Let me ask you something, Lugs. In the last... I seen something talking about... You pay attention to Jeff Gluck, right? You see his articles, and we haven't really listened to his podcast much, but he does a poll each week. How was the race?
Yeah.
If it was a good race or not.
I didn't see it this week, did you?
So it was 90% a good race.
Okay.
So very positive. So it finishes in the top 10 of good races over all the time he's taken polls, okay?
Okay.
Five of the top 10 on his list all time has been this
short
year.
Tracks? Oh, really?
This year.
Wow, okay.
So take it back basically from the day NBC took over. And I'm not saying it's NBC. I'm just saying that's the time frame. I think Chicagoland was the first race that NBC took over this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some damn good racing.
There has.
So as a fan, if you're looking at this and you're not at least a little excited at the product that's been the second half of this year, why not? Tell us why. Tell us why you don't feel it's been good. I mean, Bristol is exciting. Yeah, Chicagoland is exciting. The Roval was exciting.
Yeah.
Martinsville is exciting. I mean, there's so many. There's a couple always thrown in there, and you're like, yeah, this freaking sucked. But overall, it's been a relatively great year for racing.
It has. I'm really curious to see what it's going to look like next year with the new rules package.
I'm not going to judge until I see it. I'll just say that because I don't want to say it's going to freaking suck and it's going to be awesome. I haven't broken down enough to really analyze it without seeing it.
And talking on that and kind of continuing from the viewership with F1 comparison and everything, there was a Reddit article this week that was talking about, I guess, the CEO of IndyCar wants a doubleheader with NASCAR.
Was it IndyCar or was it like a... I don't think it was IndyCar. I seen an article about it. It was like the Grand Am series or something, I thought. I think it was IndyCar.
The one I saw was IndyCar because it had an IndyCar, one of Chip Ganassi's IndyCars next to his stock car. So maybe there's more than one article. But I'm just curious from a fan's perspective, a NASCAR fan's perspective, would that entice you to make more of a commitment to make it to one of those races? Does a doubleheader have any appeal to you? I'm just curious. Like, for me, I'm not saying I would never go to an IndyCar race, but I think I'm more enticed to a race weekend that has an Xfinity and, you know, a cup race.
Yeah. So I think it definitely would. I mean, if you can pay one ticket fee and see an Indy or an F1 race and a NASCAR race at the same time,
mm-hmm.
that'd be pretty sweet, actually.
It would, yeah. Yeah.
Coming from a guy who doesn't really like Indy or F1 racing.
True. True. But it's all about the, you know, the atmosphere and being there. So, you know, I'm not saying I would be against it either. And then, again, kind of in that same nature, do you see that Gateway announced that they are basically interested in bidding on a race for the 2020 season in Cup? Yeah,
yes, I did. And that they said they're turnkey. They're ready to do it any day.
Yeah. They said that they're open to a weeknight race.
Midweek race, right?
Yeah. So like a Wednesday.
I'd be okay with that. You know why? Because we were like 2 hours from there.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be good for us.
I would definitely tune into a Wednesday or Thursday night race, but I don't know about traveling to one. I can't imagine the attendance would be fantastic. Do you? I mean, unless you're a local.
That's the biggest downside. I think you'll have plenty of people watching on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Attendance, I don't think will be that great. Let's say, for example, because we're talking about Gateway, we'll use the St. Louis Cardinals because they're right there, St. Louis. They, you know, if you look on the weekend, they're pretty much sold out every single weekend. You look through the week, and they're 50% capacity.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it'll be a similar situation there as well. But that'd be interesting. I mean, seeing the big boys at Gateway, you know, Truck Series is there currently, but it'd be interesting to see the Cup guys duke it out there.
Yeah, I agree. So it'd be really awesome if they did Gateway in Asheville. Yeah. Man, our world would just be turned upside down, wouldn't it? I mean, it would be awesome.
Man, talk about hurting Indy. Indy's already hurting, right? So
yeah,
and
it's
Kentucky,
true.
For that matter.
That's true. You know, Kentucky, we've been to a couple Kentucky races now. I just never really, I mean, I like the venue. I just don't like the racing there, unless there's something really changes.
Yeah, and we'll see what this new rules package does, but I think that's going to be the only thing they got in the cards right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So we'd have a little bit of Xfinity news. I don't know if you saw that today or not.
Tyler Reddick?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I did have that.
So I want to play a little speculation here. So it was announced that Reddick is going to RCR in 2019 for the Xfinity series.
Correct.
Currently he's
taking Hemric's spot, I'm assuming?
I would assume so, but they said that the number and sponsor will be announced at a later date. Because obviously Hemric's stepping up to RCR Cup Series. But Reddick, currently this season, has one win and signed with Junior Motorsports. Is this a good move?
So I was thinking about this today. In my mind, I was trying to think why you would go from, let's just call Junior Motorsports what it is. It is the powerhouse of the Xfinity Series. Mm-hmm. You have RCR, who's not bad, but it's not the best either. No. So here is the reason I think the move
Penske
was made.
And Gibbs are good, though. We can't.
No. Yeah. Absolutely.
One of the powerhouses, put it that way.
Absolutely. But when it comes, especially for a Chevy driver, Junior Motorsports
is
the premier.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So here is the reason I think that move made, okay? Was Tyler Reddick the number one driver at Junior Motorsports?
No.
Where was he? Probably number third?
Yeah.
You have Elliott Sadler, and you have Justin Allgaier, right?
And Sadler's gone.
After
but
next
Gregson's
year.
Gregson's coming in.
Right. So Tyler Reddick is probably self-reflection, looking at this saying, okay, I could be on this. I know it's a superstar team, but I'm not getting the most attention.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to this team, who's a good team, I can be top dog.
And, you know, he's been a consistent driver this year. He's only got one win, but he's been consistent, but he's not really lit the series on fire.
Sure.
And same thing with Hemric. I mean, he's been very consistent. He's challenged for wins, but he's still looking for his first Cup win. I'm sorry, first Xfinity win.
Yeah.
And he's stepping up to Cup next year. But I don't know. I just don't know if that's the right move. I think I would rather be in more premier equipment, but be the third man on the totem pole than go to number one driver in third level equipment.
Okay, and I see
or
what you're saying.
Yeah,
exactly. And I'm following you because I kind of agree with you outside looking in.
I'm going to write this date down in history.
So many agreements. But from the perspective of what we cannot see, maybe him and Justin Allgaier hate each other. I'm not saying they do. I don't know. I'm just saying there might be some kind of influence there that there may be some kind of dynamic where he's not comfortable being the third wheel.
Like,
he
preferred
to be the number one driver for a team.
And we all know money talks. Maybe it's money related. Yeah,
absolutely. So just speculation. But if it was me, if I was in his shoes, I would take the best equipment. I'm going to prove myself by winning races.
Yeah.
Not by being this team's go-to guy.
Right.
I'm going to be winning races.
Right. So with him going to RCR.
So now you're going to probably ask me who's going to take over that fourth car.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Okay.
Well, I'm curious.
I don't know.
Annette is assigned, right? We've got Gregson going to the one.
Yes.
Allgaier, we would assume, was staying and not moving elsewhere.
And I literally just read 30 seconds ago on Twitter that Junior has come out and said, we want to keep a fourth car.
Oh, really? Okay, so that was my other question, would they fold it? But, you know, where is Tift? Is he signed to RCR next year? I haven't seen anything about Matt Tift.
I don't know, but I'm sure he is because he was definitely in an RCR staple.
Okay. And then Shane Lee, he's been sharing the three car with Dylan, the Dylan guys. And he's had some really good runs.
Yeah. I mean, he finished, I think, like fourth their last race or something like that.
So does Shane, does he get a full-time ride? I'm curious to see what.
Or Ross Chastain. Didn't Junior mention several times that he would love to have, he just didn't have a spot for him?
He did, yeah. And I saw that on Twitter today. I did. I like, now you got a seat. Put him in there.
Oh, I didn't see that on Twitter.
People
I'm just
were
based off
that.
Of the history there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, now he kind of put his foot in his mouth. You know, he said he's got the talent and whatnot. What did he say? If I had the equipment, if I had the seed, or if I had the money or sponsorship, yeah, whatever it was, yeah, I'd scoop him up. Well, obviously the kid can drive.
Yeah.
He can't call into a podcast, but he can drive.
So, thanks for bringing that up, by the way. I kind of have a sad moment last week. But I did talk to the PR guy. They're going to try to reschedule with us.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It was a little frustrating, but that's part of it, man. As you kept telling me after I was pissed off and throwing things and cussing, you kept telling me it's part of it. So thank you for that.
It is. I mean, you think they're going to want to talk to us over MRN? So got to remember, we're the small fish.
We are. That's why we focus on small drivers, because we are the small. You know, you're Vinny Miller, you're Garrett Smithley. Both guys knocked out of the park interview-wise. I like small teams.
Yeah.
When I came in, I'm not going to lie. I'm a very transparent person. Start of the season, my historical belief was that fuck small teams. It was kind of my philosophy. Mm-hmm. I don't care. They don't do anything for the show. One thing I've learned from doing this podcast, small teams is what makes this sport go around.
Absolutely.
So I've gained so freaking much respect for the small teams. So I just want to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
In case anybody ever says I'm a hypocrite, I'm calling myself out. I get it.
All right. So any news on your end? Anything else?
No, I don't have anything else. I mean, it was actually a very slow week for news.
It was. So this weekend, all three series, triple header, heading to Texas. So we got truck series on Friday night. We've got Xfinity Saturday afternoon, and then Cup Series afternoon. So
I think it's been a nice week to go to Texas.
It's going to be a good week. Yeah, the weather looks good. Mid-70s all weekend, looks like. So,
yeah, I can't complain. So if you're there, send us some picture, folks. We like to see it.
Yeah.
Wish we could be there.
Did we have any questions or anything this week?
No questions. So if you do have questions, please send them in to us. Again, at Trevor Rizzo, I'm going to try to reach out to him again because he didn't respond to me his last message, just trying to get our name on his car a little bit.
Who else didn't respond this week?
Oh, everybody.
Jordan.
Jordan Anderson is another one, yes. Yes. Jordan, if you're listening, please DM me back.
He's probably laying a little low,
I think the charges were dropped.
Yeah, but I'd still be laying low.
Yeah. I mean, he's been all over Twitter, so. Anyway, I tried contacting him through Twitter. Yeah, remember, folks, we have no connections to the industry. All the interviews and stuff we had is just by, we talk about these drivers, like, making calls and doing stuff to get sponsorships,
cold calls,
right?
Like marketing and basically.
Yeah, so essentially that's what we do as well, to try to get people to call into the show for us. It's not an easy task, let me tell you. And there's a lot of frustration and a lot of disappointment. I thought I had somebody lined up big one time. The only person I told was Lugs, and that definitely got shut down.
Maybe one day, though. One day.
One day. One day we won't be the small fry anymore, but we got to start at the bottom, folks.
All right. Well, kind of a shorter episode, but we're going to go enjoy our Halloween.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts there?
No, I just want to say that it's kind of cool that Lugs and I are going to go have dinner with our significant others and enjoy the evening. Maybe I've already watched Halloween. You haven't, but maybe we'll go with you. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
Watch it again.
Sounds good. Have a good week.
I think we should watch Venom, though.
And the checkered flag waves on this episode. Tune in next week to keep updated on all things NASCAR. Please like us on iTunes and follow us on Podbean. We'd like to hear from you, so reach out to us too at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you soon.